702.
WhatsApp Profilwe.
On 072-702-1702.
So what I absolutely love about our focus and our conversations on a Sunday straight after the after we do the newspapers is speaking to individuals or representatives from organizations and NGOs that have made it their job to make a positive difference and a meaningful difference in society. Today in Acts of Kindness, my guest is Karen J. Harvey, manager of Chic Mamas Do Care, the Johannesburg branch. And we're talking about Love It Again, the name of an online pre-loved marketplace that is run by Chic Mamas Do Care. And Chic Mamas is a non-profit organization that's since 2010 has sold pre-loved quality goods and quality clothing to help raise funds for educational development programs. So let's hear more about the work that they do, the impact that they've had. Karen J. Harvey, welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Rafiwe. Thank you.
So it sounds like Chic Mamas Do Care started off very small and perhaps in a way that they certainly never didn't imagine would grow to this extent. At-home fashion exchange parties in the hopes of raising funds towards South Africa's underprivileged. Tell us about the work that you currently do and the scope of Chic Mamas Do Care's, the scope of your footprint. How many organizations are you able to help now?
So, yes, you're absolutely right. We did start very small in Cape Town many years ago. We are now in Johannesburg, Cape Town, and Durban. I am the manager of the Jersey store and the NPO, the projects that we support in Johannesburg. So in Johannesburg, we support two projects that do early child that assist early childhood development. Mm-hmm. But across the country, we support at least 11 different projects that in all the different in different provinces. Mm-hmm. So, in 11 years, we have to date donated 8.5 million rand.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a remarkable amount just from selling pre-loved, gently worn, incredibly good quality clothing. Mm.
Let's focus on the work that the Jersey branch, the Johannesburg branch that you manage, the work that you do in terms of the early childhood programs that you fund or raise money for. What are their needs? Where are they based? What are their needs? And how many children do they help?
Okay, so currently we support two projects. So one is the Cradle of Hope in West Krugersdorp. We support their preschool. They have about 90 children that attend that preschool that wouldn't normally have the opportunity for early childhood development. So their needs change. Through COVID times, we literally provided food because the children couldn't attend school. And that particular project delivered food every day to where those children were based. It's a very, very underprivileged community, but in normal times where COVID is less stringent, they are getting an education. So they are able to have educated teachers. They have a program. They learn. They learn all early childhood development markers that they need to have, and they are fed. And they attend an actual preschool every day. Mm. The other project we support is Day Spring Children's Village. They are in Maanharant, which is past Magaliesburg.
Okay.
They've also been going for many, many years. So they're two very different areas. They've also been going for very, very many years. They are children who would never have had the opportunity for education. They literally come from vulnerable homes, not necessarily orphans, although there are orphans who do live there.
Okay.
So they have an orphanage, a school, they are fed. Some of them go home on the weekends, some of them don't. So the ones that stay over, they have house mothers. And the incredible testimonies that have come out of that project, you know, there's children that have gone through that from preschool who are now in university studying to be lawyers and all kinds of different just different degrees that they're able to do, which would never have been possible.
Mm, that's fantastic. That really is fantastic. And yeah. Of course, you know, the work that you do is all within a circular economy. Tell us about the volunteers, the people that come through and volunteer. You know, what are the sort of resources that you utilize? Who, you know, who brings to bear which skills? And in terms of donating those pre-quality, must highlight quality, yes, those quality pre-loved items or clothing items, what are you looking for?
Okay, so we are based, our store is based in Linden, 59 4th Avenue, Linden. I manage the store, but I have an incredible team of volunteers over across the board. So these are women that come from all different walks of life, women who want to give back to their community, women who also volunteer on the Love It Again site. The volunteers kind of do one shift a week, and that could be a morning shift, and sometimes it's a full day shift. It's sure. Just depending. Life happens. Sometimes people have to go away. Sometimes people have to look after sick family members. So these are really incredible women that we would not be able to do the work we do without them. We have women who are businesswomen who run their own businesses and give back in their off time. We have women who are stay-at-home moms who have a couple of hours in the week. We have artists who give of their time because they're commissioned artists and they come in and they design the shop and style the shop. And we have a beautiful artist who's painted a mural on our wall. We have moms with little children who can only do the online version at home, and they upload all our photographs for it again, which we launched during COVID because people were obviously buying online. The quality of our clothing is really important. So we're not just your average charity store. We really have very good design and label and, you know, just good quality clothing. You'll find something very different in our stores.
Sure.
So that's the kind of donations. We rely on donations. Those are the donations we are looking for. Donations can be dropped off any time in the week. We're open every day except Sunday. And even if items come in that we can't use, we then donate those. We pack black bags, and we take those black bags to informal settlements where we have earmarked ladies who pay 100 rand for that bag to Chic Mamas, and they sell it and they earn an income.
Mm.
So we actually will take anything.
yeah.
Just that we only put in our store what can be sold.
Yeah. Karen, before we let you go, you know, I imagine you get plenty of opportunities to interact with the children at those early childhood development sites that you do work with at the two organizations you work with. Just give us a sense of the kind of difference that you've seen your work making in the lives of these children. I think we often don't quite make the correlation between that bag that we hand over to Chic Mamas Do Care and a life, you know, a young life that will be impacted at the end of that.
Sure. Over the years, yes, we've seen an incredible difference. So from being able to build classrooms to being able to build toilets for children to go to employing teachers, whereas, you know, when they first started, they just had volunteers and not actual teachers. Projects are able to buy curriculums and resources and materials. I interact a lot with the projects kind of on a weekly basis. We've recently had a time where all our volunteers attended the project for the first time, and I think it made an incredible difference for them to know that those hours that they're putting in at the shop, this is what is happening. Those little people, you know, just the joy in their eyes and their sense of belonging and the sense of learning is actually overwhelming, really. I get tearful. So please excuse me. And also our shoppers, you know, our customers that come in, when we explain where the proceeds of our funds are going, they are so willing to shop and so willing to donate, and they go, you know, I'd rather come here. I'd rather come here first to look for that item I'm looking for. And if I can't find it here, I'll go somewhere else.
So
it really is across the board, from our volunteers to the projects to our customers.
Mm. December plans, do you have anything special or rather anything specific lined up? No doubt it hasn't been the easiest of years, if not for everybody, then definitely not for Chic Mamas Do Care. What did you seek to do this particular December for the beneficiaries of your work?
So the beneficiaries of our work, obviously the schools close at a certain time. So we will be still donating our finance, whatever comes in, we will still be donating so that they could prepare for the forthcoming year in terms of all the material that they will need, bringing on teachers, as I've explained. The other thing we are going to do, though, in our store is we're going to have pretty much a 10-day sale. And that's a 50% sale. The dates are not released yet, but people can look on our website, on our Instagram page, on our Facebook page, and we will literally be selling our stock for 50% off so that we can really bring in funds to prepare for 2022 for the project.
Lovely stuff. Karen J. Harvey, thanks for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
And of course, all the best on that year-end drive. Of course, Karen is the manager of Chic Mamas Do Care, the Johannesburg branch.